Good afternoon. I'm Ed Ronco with 88.5 News on KNKX. Marchers are arriving at Seattle Center for a rally to support workers and immigrants. That is one of the events in Seattle on this May Day. This morning, a group called Veterans for Peace led a march from downtown Seattle to Judkins Park. And right now in Westlake Park, a group has gathered in support of President Trump. That is where we find 88.5's Will James right now. Good afternoon, Will. Give us a sense of the size of this group and describe the scene there in Westlake Park.
Sure, Ed. So there are about a dozen Trump supporters here. They're wearing various types of body armor. Some are wearing helmets. One grandmother I spoke to had said she had magazines duct taped around her chest to prevent from stabbing. That was a more extreme example. There's a larger crowd of onlookers. Some of them are from groups opposed to the Trump supporters. Some seem to just be watching. And there's a sizable police presence here as well.
What message are the Trump supporters hoping to send by their presence today?
So they say that they're kind of making a statement in support of free speech. The leader of this rally, who I just spoke to, says that he believes there are a lot of conservatives, a lot of Trump supporters on the West Coast who are afraid of expressing their political beliefs for fear of being shouted down. So they're making a statement that it is okay to be a Trump supporter. And they're trying to do that in an extreme way by making their stand here in the middle of May Day as marchers with opposite political beliefs kind of move around the city very close to them.
Well, yeah, and given that, I guess I'm curious what the atmosphere is like in Westlake Park at this moment.
So Trump supporters were just giving speeches up at the dais here at Westlake Park. And as they were speaking, there were shouts of fascist, people shouting at them from the crowd. Some arguments, some kind of heated arguments breaking out between Trump supporters and people opposed to the Trump supporters in the crowd, but it remained entirely peaceful. There are about five police officers on horseback here, about a dozen police officers on bikes. The speakers have stopped. They're about to start marching in a few minutes, but everything has been, I would say, slightly tense, but peaceful.
All right, 88.5's Will James live in Westlake Park. Thank you very much. We will continue updating this story throughout the afternoon.